Please take your Bible, turn to Acts chapter 24. I'll be reading verses 22 to 27, and out of reverence to God, please stand as His word is read. Acts chapter 24, beginning in verse 22. Since Felix was well informed about the way, he adjourned the hearing, saying, "When Lysias, the commander, comes down, I will decide your case." He ordered that the centurion keep Paul under guard, though he could have some freedom, and that he should not prevent any of his friends from meeting his needs. Several days later, when Felix came with his wife Drusilla, who was a Jewish, there we go, he sent for Paul and listened to him on the subject of faith in Christ Jesus. Now, as he spoke about righteousness, self-control, and the judgment to come, Felix became afraid and replied, "Leave for now, but when I have an opportunity, I'll call for you." At the same time, he was also hoping that Paul would offer him money. So he sent for him quite often and conversed with him. After 2 years had passed, Porcius Festus succeeded Felix, and because Felix wanted to do the Jews a favor, he left Paul in prison. You may be seated. Sunday, we were looking at the earlier verses in chapter 24, and we looked about Paul's trial in Caesarea. The Jewish leaders had hired a lawyer, Tertullus. Started out by giving all kind of false flattery to Felix that no one believed, not even Felix. He knew that everything being said was a lie. It's like people going and talking about something they know is an obvious problem, and they say, "Oh, it's all good. It's just great that prices are going up. It's so wonderful that we have all this inflation to help us out. You know, it keeps us so much warmer and helps our cars do so much better, paying more for gas. It's so good." And that's what sort of like the thing that Tertullus is doing. "Yes, we enjoy this peace that you're providing here, Felix. However, the Jewish historians and the Roman historians of the day talked about how vile a man Felix was. One of the Roman historians, Tacitus, says this: he exercised the authority of a king with the spirit of a slave, and that by the reason of his powerful influence at his command, he supposed he might perpetrate with impunity every kind of villainy." His wife, Drusilla, who we'll meet today, was a girl that wasn't even 20 years old. She had been married to somebody else, and Felix saw her. He wanted to have her, so he convinced her to leave her husband and come be his wife. She's also the daughter of Herod, the Herod that saw Jesus and put the robe on him, and later who gave this great speech, and people said, "Oh, that wasn't the voice of a man, it was the voice of a god." And Herod just took it in, and he was filled and eaten by worms and died. That Herod, this is his youngest daughter. Now we're going to see another Herod Agrippa come in our later chapters when we continue our study in Acts, or you can read ahead, that's okay. And this is his sister, the Herod Agrippa, that is going to come and visit Festus a little bit later. But Drusilla, as I said, was the wife of someone else, who Felix persuaded to leave her husband and come to be with him. Felix also is responsible for assassinating or having assassinated the high priest Jonathan. So when Tertullus says, "Oh, we enjoy the peace that you provided, and everyone everywhere talks good about you." Well, the historian Flavius Josephus says everyone was talking bad, and he, Felix, was one of the main reasons for the Jewish revolution in the next about 10 years that had to be overthrown by a powerful Roman force, so much so that they wiped out the temple. And if you go to Jerusalem today, there's no temple. There's no stones from the temple that are stacked on top of each other. If you go and you look, you see the Wailing Wall. That's just the retaining wall for the hill on which the temple used to be. And if you look at the Wailing Wall, where they're standing there at the wall, at the time of Jesus, it was about another 30 or 40 foot down to ground level. And so all that that's been filled in was the rubble from the temple that got pushed over in 70 AD when the Romans came to end the revolution that Felix was a great part of starting. Well, Tertullus goes from flattery to false accusations about Paul. He's a pest. He's causing trouble all over the Roman Empire. He's starting a new religion. And he's desecrated the temple. And we were handling everything okay till the Roman soldiers in Jerusalem came and took him away from us. But we had everything under control. Well, we remember what Lysias said in his letter, that they were about to kill him until he rescued them. So Paul gives his defense, said, "I wasn't doing anything wrong. I wasn't presenting any riot. I haven't done anything against the Roman Empire or the Jewish government. But there are people that came from Asia, Jews, who made the accusation that I had done something. But they're not here. Where are my accusers? They're not here. They should be here." Well, Felix says, okay. Since you said Lysias, the commander, was responsible for this problem, we're just going to delay making a decision until Lysias gets here. So it says Felix, in our passage today, verse 22, was well acquainted with the way. He knew the basic facts. Like people today know there's a God. People ignore what God says. They pretend like God doesn't exist. But as the saying goes, there's no such thing as an atheist in a foxhole. As soon as people start shooting at a soldier, they start crying out to God to save them. Just like 21 years ago. Wow, it's been that long. September 11th, 2001. The day that two planes were flown into the World Trade Center. And what did you see on marquees? It didn't, not just church marquees, it's restaurants, bars, God bless America. The people that have been thumbing their nose at God, they were pretending God didn't exist. As soon as those planes crashed into the buildings, then they said, "Oh, yeah, God, we knew you were there." And that following Sunday was high attendance day in most churches. But people have gone back. We know the facts. But we're just going to pretend like God doesn't exist. And we see all kind of sin going on rampant in our world. Well, Felix knew the truth. He didn't accept it. And he delayed making a decision. In C.S. Lewis's books about called the Screwtape Letters. Actually, it was a series of articles, but put in a book. It's a story of this demon that's teaching his younger nephew, demon, how to influence people away from the enemy, meaning God. So don't tell them that God says that's okay. You won't win that argument. Just tell them they have lots of time to make that decision later. That's the greatest lie of Satan. You have plenty of time. We are not guaranteed any time. We're not guaranteed another breath. None of us are guaranteed to be able to leave that back door. But Satan wants to let us think we have time. And Felix was buying into that. I'll just delay making a decision until Lysis gets here. I'll delay making a decision until an opportunity comes. I'll delay until you give me a little bit of money. Then I'll make a decision. But he listened to Paul. When his wife Drusilla came in, Paul spoke to Drusilla and Felix about faith in Jesus Christ, trusting Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sin. And then he talked about righteousness. Felix was convicted in his heart. He knew he was not a righteous person. He had had the high priest assassinated. He took someone else's wife. And he was known for his villainy and for wanting bribes. Talked about self-control. Felix had no self-control. When he saw Drusilla, even though she was somebody else's wife, he said, I got to have her. And judgment to come. There is a judgment day when all our wrongdoing will be laid bare. And it says, Felix was terrified. The Greek word is where we get our word phobia, the fear of. Felix was terrified of the truth he had just heard. And he sent Paul away. He said, when it's convenient, I'll send for you again. He pushed the message of truth away, did not make a decision again, much as people do today. They hear the truth, they're under conviction. But if I can just make it out, 5 more minutes without making a decision, I'll be okay. Many churches have an invitational hymn. Said, I just got to get through 2 more verses of the hymn and I don't have to make a decision. Well, God doesn't limit his time for you to make a decision just during the singing of a hymn. You can get right with God 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Felix did. But he listened to Paul many times. And Paul kept telling him the truth. He kept hearing the truth. But at the end of our story, Felix is still choosing his way over pleasing God. He chose to please the Jewish leaders, and he left Paul in prison, even though he knew he was keeping an innocent man in prison. He left him there because Paul didn't give him money. Paul was speaking the truth, and he had the power. Felix did. To suppress that truth. And he didn't make a decision. Did Felix make a decision later? There's no historical evidence that he did. But God reached out to him with the truth. Gave him the message of the truth. But the decision was left up to Felix. God did not force Felix to make a decision. Felix knew the truth and was terrified. There are a lot of people that are terrified of the judgment to come, so they try to pretend like it's not going to exist. It's there. Jesus in a manger is the same God that is going to judge everyone. People try to push judgment away by just picturing Jesus as a little baby. The little baby in the manger is the conquering king, the judge of all, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. There's a judgment day coming, and we need to remind people about that, what the true meaning of Christmas is. It's a gift of forgiveness, coming, being offered to all. Will people open the present that is offered? If you don't open the present, there's no forgiveness. But the gift is there. The gift of God's grace. Let's be sure and tell people the true meaning of Christmas. Stand with me for our closing prayer. Dear God, thank you for the testimony of Paul, the steadfastness. Let us follow his example. Even though Felix would not make a decision, Paul kept going back and talking to him constantly for that 2-year period. Let us not give up on people. Let us keep telling them the truth, knowing that the decision is theirs, whether they accept forgiveness you offer or not. And the decision is ours, whether we tell them or not. Let us share your good news with all we encounter. In Jesus' name, amen.